With SRN News, I'm John Scott. On the campaign trail, former President Trump is in Cochise County, Arizona, speaking at a border rally condemning the Biden administration.
Largely because of what's happened at the border, he's allowed, in my opinion, and in the opinion of the gentlemen behind me who know this better than anybody, much more than 20 million people into our country, many from prisons and jails, and many from mental institutions, insane asylums, and many terrorists. And
the rally taking place even as authorities are looking for an Arizona man that is connected to a threat to kill Mr. Trump. 66-year-old Ronald Lee Servant is being sought. And in Georgia, GOP vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance says Kamala Harris has an abysmal track record as California's attorney general.
She wanted to make sex crimes with minors a nonviolent offense, which means more of these sickos out on the streets of our country. Do we want that? Absolutely not. Kamala Harris wanted to defund the police. She said it on video. Do we want to defund the police?
No. Vance spoke before supporters at a rally in Valdosta, Georgia this afternoon. Also at SRNnews.com, home sales are up. Jennifer King has more.
Sales of previously occupied homes ended a four-month lull in July, rising 1.3% to 3.95 million annually. That's according to the National Association of Realtors. That's slightly higher than economists were expecting. The uptick is attributed to more properties coming on the market. The supply is up nearly 20% from last July. Lawrence Yun, the NAR's chief economist, says home sales are still sluggish, but consumers are definitely seeing more choices and affordability is improving. The average rate on a 30-year loan around 6.5% is the lowest in more than a year. I'm Jennifer King.
The stocks languishing in the red, the Dow dropping 200 points, the NASDAQ off 302 points. This is SRN News. A battle over assisted suicide in Scotland.
Lawmakers in that country are considering a measure that would let anyone age 16 and up who has a terminal disease and has lived there for at least a year take their own life with the help of a doctor. Pro-life advocates are fighting the bill. They point out that in other nations where the practice has been legalized, the so-called right to die has very quickly become a responsibility to die, disproportionately affecting the elderly and the disabled. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Ukraine's parliament banning the activities of religious groups tied to the Russian Orthodox Church or any other faith group supporting Russia's invasion. The measure widely seen as targeting the Ukrainian Orthodox Church, historically connected to Moscow, but now claiming independence. However, the Ukrainian government says it's still tied to Moscow. A large majority of Ukrainians are Orthodox Christians. This is SRN News. Crucial supply chains are under threat across North America after a rail labor dispute in Canada led to the shutdown of freight traffic and disrupted commuters.
That there are different sticking points, as you can imagine, around the wages of the workers, but also around their working conditions. And one of these main sticking points, according to the statements from the union, is about one of the companies, CN, the Canadian National Company, wants to put a forced relocation scheme in place to try to move employees across the country to compare with staff shortages. That, according to the union, is an absolute red line, something that they should not cross.
BBC correspondent Pierre Antoine Dennis. Afghanistan's Taliban rulers have issued a ban on women's voices and bare faces in public. A woman's voice should not be heard singing, reciting poetry, or reading aloud in public. More details at SRNnews.com.